Three black bear cubs orphaned on Thursday night when their mother was struck and killed by a vehicle on a Souk roadway have climbed high into a tree. Efforts to rescue the cubs continued on Monday, with the Conservation Officers Service and experts from the North Island Wildlife Recovery Center monitoring the situation. Derek Downs, a bear specialist at the Wildlife Recovery Center, said the cubs look healthy and did what was instinctive when they are in danger. They treed themselves and went pretty high up, said Downs. We're very confident they will end up in our care, but it's a tough situation right now to get them. It's not like scooping a cat out of tree. These cubs don't see you as a rescuer. They see you as a threat. That's natural behavior. Downs said the tree is among other large conifers and in uneven terrain, which is making rescue efforts challenging. The cubs are estimated to be between 6 and 8 months old, and rescuers have observed some feeding behavior, indicating they are healthy. The public is being urged to stay away from the cubs, which are already under stress. Organizations like Wild Wise Souk are not releasing any photos or video to avoid drawing public interest. Downs emphasized that conservation officers are doing everything they can to get the cubs into rehabilitation. He said too many people have been calling the rap line about the Souk cubs, and the calls are clogging the lines for others reporting wildlife in need. Wild Wise Souk said the black bear family was in the Souk area, likely feeding on garbage placed on the road for pickup. A witness to the aftermath of the fatal collision told the Times columnist that the cubs were constantly back and forth between a nearby woodpile and their dead mother. They were hiding on their mama suckling and trying to nurse their dead mother's body, said the witness, who was disappointed that conservation officers didn't begin rescue efforts that night. While RCMP were on the scene after the 11 p.m. collision, the Conservation Officer Service didn't begin investigating until the next morning. The North Island Wildlife Recovery Center in Errington already has one black bear cub in its care, a male named Kona that was found on a roadside alone and severely malnourished in the Cowichan area this fall. The small cub is recovering and gaining weight. The center released 9 cubs over the summer in what Downs described a higher-than-average year for rehabilitating black bear cubs. The young bears usually spend a year or more in containment areas closed to the public, but can be viewed through closed-circuit video. D. Kloster at TimesColonist.com.